Log Talk Radio.
Hello?
The following is suitable for all audiences, so tell all audiences. Hello, I'm Talk Dude. I guess I'm alone right now. Okay. And you are listening to Satisfying the Greatness Within You, a self-help show, which is about, well, honestly, making sure you reach the fullest of that potential of yours. Reaching personal potential. It's a lot harder than people realize. Most people are too afraid to reach their potential. They're afraid to change. Most people are afraid to climb the mountain. Because when you can fall off. And it's a big fall. And you're damn near the top. That's a heck of a thing. Maybe that's always been my problem. That's what I'm afraid. Maybe that's why. Everyone of you out there might be thinking that. Am I living up to my fullest potential? Am I doing what I could be? I want to be better. Do I just not have the time? Mr. Damtrail, Organic OK will be with us shortly. And he's the one you're really going to listen to.
Organic OK.
Oh, there you are.
I want you to take a moment. The moment you're using to destroy your happiness and replace it with rage and frustration and no clearness of getting to where you need to be. Don't allow that rage and the misunderstanding of the peace. Doesn't matter who telling you if it's right into your purpose, if it's this direction that you confused on because it took you another route, because information sometimes can be a miss or hit message sometimes. And depending on the person and their ability, you know. It's like, if you ever try to pour something in somebody's hands, let me get a piece of that candy, or let me get some of the chips, let me get some of that, and you try to give them some of it, much as you try to, you know, give them as much as they need, no, it's too much, they start falling out their hands, right? And each person is going to receive it different. Some person, they're going to tell you up front, I just want one. Now, and that person said you want one, depending on what it is, you can be able to give them one, and it was not. But when you try to pull someone and try to satisfy someone's desire based on your desire, it necessarily match sometimes. Your desire may be way more than what they need, right? So that's the thing. Go as, you know, this is Talk Dude, and Talk Dude, talk to people. If they needed the uplifting, how do you feel? See, one of the things is you're not telling people in the way. Look at this. And you know people think different, right?
Oh, yeah.
You have to tell people in desire of your ability of preparation. Now, someone don't necessarily tell you the maximum amount of what they're capable of cooking. It was a master chef. He don't give, I could hear, and he give you examples of what he done or what she done or what they done, but it's not necessarily all, right? You have somebody to come along that may be better than all of them put together, but don't know that they're great because they haven't paired it up to that, right? And you got to look at yourself. Just because necessarily you have the same credentials as a lot of people have been known to have, you have to say, I'm giving my organic experience, you know, look at it in a different way. Don't look at what you're lacking, because there's so many things that you're giving to them that it's overcompensating of what they're lacking. So if that's what you're giving to them, don't come to the table like you're a wounded soldier. You know, look at it as your spirit is more highlighted in the ability of what's needed for the moment. You highlight what you need to get in the message as you're reading through chapters and pages and sections and things of that nature. And the thing that is really hitting you, you highlight those. Sometimes you don't highlight. What person highlights the whole book? People don't normally highlight the whole book, right? So If you highlight, look at the ability that you is, highlight that moment that you're telling them. Highlight the deepened essence under that. I'll be back because I have to go attend to something, and I'll be highlighting my connection to this moment that I'm connecting with. And Talk Dude, come on, man. Give them what you've been giving them, man. You've been giving them a good job, but don't forget, your ability is more welding the connections that people need. Connect to what is needed. That's what is your job, in your ability.
All right, let me start. Now, before you get up every single day, you know what? To put myself in a good mood, I basically used to listen to this relaxation, calming music. Now they have it online where you can listen to it 24 hours a day. Listen to that while you sleep. Listen to that while you're awake. Relaxation, calming. Ask yourself, what is it going to do to bring joy in your life? How do I get that done, my friends? How do you? I know it's a lot harder right now. There's a coronavirus outside, and once again, the forces that be, as I'm telling you, have just shown that certain people, people of a different color, different types of people, just aren't really welcome. What are we doing with that? You see all these things, all these bad things, these are the things that are going to help limit us. Like, for example, I want to basically just my personal greatness, but it's not safe to go out there. Not right
but
now.
What the mess are you planning now for the actual inventory of the harvest? You don't realize how many things you're doing are going to come to light for what your actual intentions, your actual abilities are going to come to light. You know, when people get out of this combination of this trauma, and it seems that, you know, it's going to resonate with them. They're going to be listening to you, trying to figure out, you know, as they're, you know, recovering emotionally, mentally, they're trying to see what has been left after the recovery. Because mostly people will be, like I said, they'd be people that, you know, mostly survive this opposition, because it's mostly people are going to be going through, because physically it's things that already happened and are going to keep happening through a process of life. There's going to be other things that we'll be, you know, overcoming, but it's a thing that how we are preparing the non-cross-contamination of our abilities that's going to clear a lot of things in people's journey, right? As we preparate and clear up things that people move through, it's like if someone was going through a space and trees fell down, right? They got to call somebody to move the tree so they can get across the road, right?
You got it.
Now, if it was a snowstorm, the trees blow down the wire, we got to call the electric companies and stuff, right? So you got to look at if this is spiritual falling down of people's, how we have to call the, you know, and this is the thing that we have to, now, we don't know. Sometimes people don't want, they think they don't want things from you, or they say they don't want stuff. But it's the thing behind that, the people can't hear your altitude of conversation because it's so high, they keep pushing. And so it takes somebody that can't necessarily hear you to move your life, because sometimes people, they hear you, but not even move because you're so caught up in trying to control the narrative and you may be missing the message.
God, oh God, yes, so much stuff. It's too easy for things to get lost in the translation. You have to see, when you're speaking English, you're not speaking the same language. Certain things don't translate. Some do, but not enough. See, I don't think America should be a melting pot. I think the whole planet needs to be some kind of melting pot. And don't give me that keeping it real impure, whatever. We all need to lighten ourselves a little bit if we're truly going to reach that personal greatness that exists within. That's what I believe.
Everybody, this is Comedian Organic OK. It's 6:08 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And this is Saturday, November 14th. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to step away for about 10 minutes. Actually, to be exact, I'll be back at 16 after. And I want the altitude of Talk Dude to give you the actual ability. I want you to tell them the ability that's needed, because when they listen to this message, they don't need to be distracted by the lack of people, insecurity, or what they think. Maybe you don't know. It ain't about what you don't know. It's about what you do know, right? So when you come to the table to tell them what you do know, it's so important that you don't be distracted by all the trash in the history. Or telling people they don't know this or know that. It's so many things you do naturally know. It's things you bring it out of your inability. This guy got ability. Yeah, I'll be back 16 after the hour. Talk to you soon.
We all wear a mask. We're all afraid to be what we really are. We're all afraid to basically show our true self. Like, even when we're kids. Okay, tell me, you remember how basically even when you were a little kid, you weren't allowed to be? Conformity was valued above all else. If you dress a little differently, if you talked a little differently, you were a little differently, all the kids get together and kill you for it. you look forward to being older, because didn't your parents tell you differences don't matter? Parents trying to instill a lot of values in you that sadly not everybody shares. It's a sad sense of necessity, but what are you going to do? Now, me personally, we look forward to basically college is the one time everybody at least gets to experiment. Well, I'm not just talking sex and drugs. I'm talking about basically living. You still continue to experiment with your own life, yourself in some way. Find some way. Now, me personally, I got a day planner. I try to be a bit provocative and outspoken. A lot of people find that refreshing. Some just find it too much. Look, you're not meant to please everybody. Reach your personal greatness. But look, they say you can't please everybody. Now, I'm the kind of person that believes if you are pleasing everybody, you're doing something wrong. Now, there are some people you do just want to piss off, don't you? But ask yourself in the great scheme of things, are you really pleasing yourself? Are you really doing what you need to do? Is that happening? If so, is it enough? Look around. I'm not just talking about having a little bit more money extra around for a rainy day. When I'm talking about asking yourself, what do you need right now? The personal greatness is within us. You got to reach inside and take it. I've said this and I mean this. When Michelangelo sculpted the David, he said the masterpiece was already inside. He just cut away the unnecessary pieces. Now, how is that? That for humility, huh? So humble. But at the same time, he's right. We're all like that. There isn't greatness inside of us, but we've got to get rid of all that excess, all that waste. The question is, what about yourself to really stand to give up, stand to lose? What kind of thing is in you would make your life better without? Ask yourself that. Me? As you know from experience, I got a lot of health problems, dude. I mean, I really want to achieve personal fitness. I tried the mediocre, and it didn't work. Now, let me tell you a story. It's actually kind of a sad story. Now, me personally, how do I put this? I was sick. I was ill. And I made some mistakes. I tried to do the little guy thing, you know. I tried to do the little things. That didn't work. I had trouble doing charity. I mean, you know, there's a reason. You know, sometimes I had some bad experiences doing charity. I tried to help out and whatever. It was not necessarily embraced. You know how, you know why more people don't do good deeds? Just as a bad deed often goes punished, so does a good one. Sometimes a good Samaritan is just an easy target. I was a victim. I was so mad. I thought, why do I try to help anybody? I know everyone's afraid of being betrayed. That's the thing. You have to ask yourself on this show, what would be your personal greatness? What is the best you can be?
Yeah, this show, as I'm seeing, in fact, this show tonight is 15 minutes long. So that means that if I came back 15 hours, that's what that would have meant. That would have meant that the show would have been over. That's what life is. You can't necessarily plan out life the way you think it's going to be, unless it's going to be the response. There's going to be different oppositions that appear when you least expect it. Isn't that right? This is comedian Art Gang OK, and you've been talking with...
Hey, you know what? That was a problem right there. You should have been talking with us. Get involved. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Get involved with the cause, please. Man, a lot of background noise. I wish we had one of those booths, those big glass booths.
You must understand. When you have ability, so many people didn't have ability. So when you get the ability to talk, you don't waste your time talking about things that people didn't want you to talk about from the get-go, right? Think about that. If someone didn't never want you to talk, never want you to use your voice, never want you to be heard, because the purified in your greatness is being brought to the table, That's gonna be we're gonna release an episode in the show. It'll be called Purifying the Greatness of Your, you know, of Your Desire. Right? This is the end of the show, everybody. You take care. It's Comedian Organic, okay?
This is Dude Talk. Please check us out. We're online. Look us up. All right. Thank you and good night.